Who's your best strategic partner? So we'll have some good stuff. So good morning, good morning. Who's just joined us?
Q.
Okay, can you say the name again?
Q.
Oh, you Massey, how are you?
Q, yeah.
Okay, didn't catch you. So, why don't you introduce yourself?
Who's on the line, Ken, just so I know, just to sort of help me a little bit?
Me and you so far, but there'll be more.
Okay, introduce myself to you.
Yes, and to the recording, because it's being recorded, so.
Well, good morning to everybody out there. Good morning to America.
All right. And so, what's new and exciting for you?
Ken, I think for us, the launching of Business DNA even further. We've won a big account in Australia, which we're working with BP Oil and Australia Post, Postal Service.
Oh, congratulations.
Which are good.
All right.
That's something I wanted to talk to you about a little bit as well is, you know, following your theories of being profitable and, you know, getting the right sales, we need to focus on, you know, companies that probably got 100 or more people will be one part or the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha.
So
we have David Walker coming
about.
On board. And there's Sheena Allen coming on. So we had another person join us. Good morning. Who's just joined us?
This is Dave Walker.
Dave Walker, you can't sneak up on me.
No, I wasn't trying to.
Sneak up on it. So David Walker, what's new and exciting for you, David?
Oh, you know, the business owner movement is tracking along here at a nice pace. I've developed some good, strong strategic partnerships and looking forward to growing this thing here in the first quarter. It's obviously evolved every week, but now I think we're in a place where we're ready to go public here in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, now this is being recorded, so be careful.
Yep.
Although this could be a conversation just between you and I, David, and you. You, Massey, so we're having some other people join us. So I did attend David's meeting, I guess, a week from last Saturday. It was great. I really loved it. I really learned some great things about law and being in business, so it was really good. I really enjoyed it. So thank you for inviting me, David.
Sure. I'm glad you did. We've, since that time, developed a couple of extra perks for our members, one of which has been we have a lead session where we have each of the members stand up for a minute, tell a little bit about what they do, and talk about what kind of lead they're looking for. And then when everyone's done, we have a little lead form that we fill out, and people recommend leads to the other person. And these leads are not necessarily customers or direct relationships to revenue, but they're just something to advance that person's business during the week so that we have a revenue-generating component as well.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask you a question. So we have you and David on, and I don't know, have you been able to touch base with Eugene Mackey, because he's the person that's representing the business owner movement?
Yeah, I think I was set up to, I was told there's one this Saturday, is that right?
Yes, every Saturday.
Yeah. Down at
Atlantic Station?
Yeah, Atlantic Station, yeah.
Yeah, we hold it there every Saturday in the conference room, and I think we're going to have to look at some alternative venues here when we launch publicly.
So how many people are you getting coming along?
Last week we had about 13.
Yep.
So each week it's getting bigger. I imagine when we start advertising our much larger, bigger one, it'll be much better. Right now we're working on this week a member page where the members can access audio and video and document content.
Yep.
be really excited about that, because that's going to add the final piece to really be able to offer a suite of services as opposed to just the LLC and the EIN, but also the Saturday leads meetings, the access to the attorney, and then finally access to content as well.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move forward. And with that, David Walker, I tell you what, you master this. So you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and get things going?
I think that...
You, what is your passion? What is it that you do? And how do you do it?
But that's probably a different question.
Okay. What is your passion?
That's
for?
Good. That's a good question. That's a good question, Ken. I'm passionate about educating people to know who they are, and then to, you know, use their talents and that self-knowledge to enhance their human capital and, you know, grow their wealth from the inside out. You know, I'm a proponent of the theory that your greatest wealth source of wealth creation is you, not the stock market or investments, and I think that's obviously going to become more and more true for the next while, but it generally has always been true. Those who have made money have made it from the use of their talents, and so I'm very passionate about giving people the knowledge about who they are so that they can grow themselves to the maximum.
Okay, well said.
And how do I do it? It starts off with behavioral profiles that uncover the person at the core, and then also we have programs to help someone, you know, review their life journey, you know, from the past to the present, and, you know, really see what their gifts are and then how to put together a plan, you know, to move forward based on their own life purpose. And that's really that's the essence of most of the programs that we have, whether it's just the core financial DNA one or you know, the entrepreneur success coaching type program. It's all built around that, you know, that whole principle. In fact, even today we're doing a seminar on life purpose this afternoon at 2 o'clock, just to, you know, get that message drilled into people.
Yeah, and I'll be there for that one.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty excited about coming to that. What new things I can learn.
Probably no rocket science for you, Ken, but you know, I think we all need to know about it more. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. So David Walker, I'm showing your website. I want you to tout your business attorney experience and knowledge, and we can also talk about the business owner movement. But first and foremost, David Walker, you're a business attorney. So what is your passion, David? I wonder if David's put his mute button on or something.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. My passion is really the growth of this small business in the Atlanta community. My background being a corporate attorney and taking companies public and president of a venture capital firm and working at larger law firms, I've acquired the skill set to understand what it's going to do to have a successful exit strategy, whether it's going public or selling your company or even growing your company organically. And what I want to do is help people who are starting out in business or who have a smaller business really create that infrastructure for growth, and then also turn over relationships that I have to be able to actually grow. So my passion is to help those small businesses grow. How do I do it? I do it through my law firm and legal services, obviously, but I also do it through an organization that I started called the Business Owner Movement to really work with that startup entrepreneur that is maybe overwhelmed by the process of getting a company started, and give them access to an attorney to be able to do that.
Okay. All right. Well said. And I guess I'll jump in here and show my website, one of my websites. This is Ken. Name of the company is E3C. It stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. And I am a sales profitability coach. I also help connect people. That's what we're doing here today. I strongly believe that you can be the best expert, and you should be the best in your field. in your profession, but it's also critical that you be also be a sales expert, because if you don't sell something to somebody, then you don't have a business. If you can't sell your idea, you can't sell your product or service, then in fact you don't have a business. And the next part of that is the profitability. If you can't run your business profitably, then you won't be in business for very long. And the third part of being able to sell and being able to be profitable is what technology is out there that will help you be more efficient, more productive, more profitable. I'm using it, David's using it, you's using it. So we need to embrace technology so we can do that. So that in a nutshell is who I am and what my passion is. So the next question I want to ask, and I'm going to bring this up. Well, I tell you what, before we do that, we've had introductions, and there's a college student that's still trying to find her way here. Her name is Sheena Allen, and I sent her a message, but we'll keep going. What questions or comments do you have based on what was shared from the introduction? What did you like about what you said or what I said or what David said? So anybody can jump in.
Well, I know you, that you, or at least Alice, can you
Elizabeth
hear me?
Adkins.
Oh, okay, sorry, go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was saying you, I know that I received an email sometime in January from Allison Bradley with
yep.
a login and password, so I'm going to go ahead and do that today and get that profile going to see
yep.
If I'm actually a strange person or I'm pretty sane.
Whether you're a weird teddy bear, hey?
That's right.
Yep.
Okay.
No,
we just. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, you.
No. I think that'd be great if you can do it. That would, really help a lot. That would be good. I think you'll enjoy the insight.
Great.
Okay, so we've had Elizabeth Atkins join us. Elizabeth, welcome. How are
Thanks.
You?
I'm excellent, Ken. I apologize for the lateness. This is take your child to school hour, and it's a goal to be on 8 o'clock, but it doesn't always work, so I apologize that I came in at 8:15. Good morning, everybody. I'm a writer, professional writer, an author, journalist, speaker on diversity, and I hope I can share some expertise with all of you this morning.
All right, then. And we're introducing ourselves. Obviously, your passion is writing. Talk a little bit about your passion and what is it that you do and how do you do it?
Well, I write books, and I'm a ghostwriter, and I write my own books. So people hire me to write books for them. Oftentimes, they don't have the time or the expertise to write a novel or a how-to book or a memoir, so they hire me to do that. Meanwhile, I have a new book coming out this summer. It's a novel, a steamy, sexy novel. That's my trademark.
Watch it. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. And I'm also a journalist, and I have a blog called The Bliss Report, both on my website, ElizabethAdkins.com, and on Fox 2 News' website here in Detroit. And my blog, The Bliss Report, counters all the negativity out there, and there's plenty of it. By writing and focusing on things that make you happy, real simple stuff that has a positive impact on your day every single day. And I'm also a journalist. I write articles. My biggest national story was in Ebony last year, and I write local magazine articles. But mostly I have big writing projects. I'm also an editor. A lot of people write a book, and then they need it to be polished up. So they hire me to edit the book, which can involve simple line editing for grammar and punctuation, or it can involve rewriting and polishing and making things a little more concise and smooth so they flow. So I do anything that involves words.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So we're happy to have you on the call. So we have a quorum here, so I want everybody to introduce themselves again briefly, and give your website with that, and then we'll move on to the next question. So, you Massey, you've got it. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Okay, Hugh Massey. My website, I'm just following Ken's orders, as I always do, is www.businessdnaresources.com. And our firm is all about providing business consulting solutions to help companies achieve higher organizational performance. And it's all done around the philosophies of building the human capital in the business, building the right people culture in the business, and how do we do that? By helping the organization hire the right people, team development, leadership development, the right business succession planning, and it's all focused on starting off with behavioral profiling of the people. We have very, very powerful behavioral profiles, and then we use that information to help people communicate better, to understand each other's differences, leverage their strengths. We're very much strengths-focused rather than spending your life trying to mend your struggles and, you know, getting the right people on the bus and then keeping them there is really what we're all about.
All right, then, well said. And David Walker.
Yes, sir.
And your contact information. You can also give the contact information for the Business Owner Movement. Go ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Ken. You're very generous today. I'm David Walker, a business attorney. I help small to medium-sized businesses grow. Half of my clients are looking to raise capital, and the other one I just help with general business issues. Not really industry-specific, but more focused in on the size of the company. I've also started the Business Owner Movement. You can go to thebusinessownermovement.com, or if that's too long to type out, you can do the BOM.biz. The BOM.biz is also a way to access that website. The Business Owner Movement was really designed to educate startup entrepreneurs and be give them access to not only a business attorney, but ways in which to structure their company from the beginning. It meets every Saturday at 10 o'clock, and I put on a small presentation, and then I offer each of the members an opportunity to form their LLC and get an EIN when they leave. And for me, it's a nice way where I can dedicate a day out of my week to helping just the small, what we call micro enterprises, or sole proprietors kind of move into a more formal structure.
Okay. All right, then. And so what I'd like to do now is kind of open up and see if anybody had questions or comments based on what was shared before we hit the next question that I want to pose to everybody. Anybody have questions or comments? I know Elizabeth introduced herself, so I want to make sure she has an opportunity to answer any questions or comments.
Sure. I wanted to say hello to Elizabeth. And glad to hear her voice again.
Thank you, David. It's great to hear your voice. I appreciate you very much.
Sure. Elizabeth has been, we've been helping each other out on a number of things. But I'm in the process of doing some things with Elizabeth, and I owe her a phone call and the update. But as you can hear, Elizabeth, I've been a little busy this first quarter. But yeah. every month or so, I check off one more item off my list. I think I'm getting to the end point here.
That's excellent. I know you are. You have a great message to share with people. So, go for it.
Thanks.
All right.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the next question I want to ask everybody is, I'm doing a show on Friday, and the title of the show on Friday at 9 o'clock is, what is your best sales tip? So I encourage everybody, if you're not on the list, and I don't think anybody that I'm talking with today is has called in and said, yeah, they're going to contribute to that and want to be on the show. But the question is, we want everybody to give us your best sales tip, your best sales tip. And what I'm going to start off with is giving you my best sales tip, if you will. And it comes from Seth Godin. Seth is a noted consultant, knows a lot about sales and marketing. And he has this blog, and the title of the blog was, 3 things you need to know if you want more customers. And I'm showing it on the screen right now. And he says, if you want to grow, you need new customers. For me, it's clients. And if you want new clients, you need 3 things. Just 3 things. That's all you need, David. That's all you need. You Elizabeth, that's all you need, beside the awesome. But number one is you need a group of possible customers that you can identify and reach. Very, very important. So number one is you need a group of clients, possible clients, that you can identify and that you can reach. It's not good enough that you know somebody that you want to talk with, but you've got to identify that niche market for yourself and then be able to reach them and know how to reach them. So that's number one. Number two is you need a group that has a problem and they want you to solve that problem using your solution. So again, it's a group of people that have a problem. They realize they have a problem. Sometimes people don't realize they have a problem, so you can't sell them anything. But a group of people that have a problem that they want you to solve it using your solution. So again, a group with a problem, and they want to solve this problem, very important, using your solution. So they value what you bring to the table. So very, very important. So that's number two. Number three, because we're on a roll, you got one, you got two, got to have a third. A group that has the desire and the ability to spend money to solve that problem. It doesn't matter. They got the problem. You identify the people. You've got a solution. But they have to have the desire and the ability. They have to have the money, and they want to solve that problem. So that's my sales tip. Have a group of possible clients that you can identify and reach. Have that group have a problem that they want to solve using your solution, not somebody else's, and a group that has the desire and the ability to spend money to solve that problem. So if you don't have permission, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the word of mouth, you're going to be invisible. That's my sales tip. So with that, I'm going to go to you. You, what is your sales tip for us?
Ken, my sales tip revolves really all around a very simple message. As a salesperson, you've got to understand who you are. So you've got to understand what your communication style is, you know, what your own strengths and struggles are, because that's the foundation from which you're going to relate to other people on their terms, because I think a key part of sales is communicating with people on their terms. So you have to know where you stand first. You have to know what you're going to be comfortable with and how you're going to approach it. I think every person's going to approach sales differently depending on who they are. So you have to know, you know, what your zone is. I know that in terms of sales that I'm probably more of a strategic salesperson in terms of building alliances and structuring the sales that way as opposed to calling lots and lots of people up. So, you know, I set up sales structures. But it's still sales, and you have to know how to ask for it. But you've got to do that, I believe, within the confines of who you are and not try necessarily and emulate somebody else or do something that's not a fit for you.
Okay, very nice. So you got to know yourself. Great sales tip. David Walker, what is your sales tip?
Well, I'm going to speak from the service provider angle because I don't offer products. So because I offer a service, I think I'm going to speak from that perspective. And I think for me, it's to be able to add value on the spot and kind of give out and start performing even before you've actually been engaged. When I was back in a law firm in which I studied everything you can possibly study in law, from startups to taking companies public, and I would do all the document work, and I would constantly ask the partners if I can go out and start to get clients, and I was rebuffed over and over again, and the theory was that, listen, Dave, you can go out and you can meet a client, but let's suppose you happen to stumble on a CEO of a Fortune 1000 company. What are you going to say to him? Come back and let me introduce you to my partner at my law firm. You have to be able to know what you're talking about so that on the spot you can be the attorney. You know, how many employees do you have? Do you have a, you know, executive stock option plan? Are you looking to sell the business? Are you looking to sell the division? You know, doing it in a stock deal or an asset deal, and be able to talk about the problem on the spot, and that's how people engage you. And I think I've carried that philosophy to my practice now, where I don't spend time talking about myself and my accolades when I talk to a new client. I actually start performing for them, start to talk about their business structure, start to talk about their contract and what it has in it. And then at some point in the conversation, people will ask you, okay, so how much does it cost so for me to hire you? And I think that's what service providers need to do, is not just get into this, you know, retainer engagement mode so quickly when they meet someone, but instead offer them a tidbit of what you can do and go from there. Now, there's two theories behind that. One theory is, well, they'll take my knowledge and they'll run with it. Well, if that's the case, then I think that's just the risk you have to take. But in most scenarios, I think smart business owners say, hey, if I got this golden egg for free, imagine what I can get if I pay for the hen. And, you know, you just have to take that risk. And to me, it's a risk worth taking, that if I offer someone knowledge and they choose to take that knowledge and run with it and don't hire me again, it's probably better for both of us that way. But most of the smart business owners decide that, you know what, this guy nailed my problem. I'm able to go forward, and instead of me executing on it, I'd rather hire him to have him do it.
Okay. All right, then. So thank you. So get to know your potential clients, and don't be afraid to share your knowledge and expertise. Okay. Got that. Elizabeth,
yes.
What is your sales tip?
Well, it's a little less direct, but it packs just as powerful a punch. I have learned that being nice to people everywhere, all the time, pays off in referrals and attracting excellent clients with a really nice synergy in the relationship. People that I've met 10 years ago in other cities have come to me for my writing services now. It's really mind-blowing, but I made a positive impression back then, and then people make referrals, people who I've known in an ongoing sort of business networking relationship have made positive comments, and that results in new clients for me to be a ghostwriter or an editor or a writing coach. It's really, really, really amazing that word of mouth is really your most powerful sales tool. And it's not even word of mouth that you can control. It's other people. But you have to get the momentum going by always being nice, always being professional, and understanding the power of living in such a small world. It is a small world. We all live in different cities, yet all you have to do is pick up the phone or email, and you can talk to somebody you know in that city and get the scoop on somebody real fast. So the power of the small world can work for you or against you. If you had some business deal that soured or some relationship where people talk bad about you, then that could potentially ruin a new business deal, because the bad taste that the people have in their mouth, they're going to yak it all over the place and potentially smear your reputation. Whereas if it's the opposite, if you're always professional, even when things don't work out with someone, always kind and not gossipy, and I'm not trying to lecture you on this, but it's the truth. People who I do know who put that negativity out there, it comes back to bite them in a bad way, and it costs them money. So it sounds like I'm talking to a 5-year-old about just be nice, but that works in the business world so tremendously powerful. It's really profound. So just to me, being nice and professional, and I love the comment about giving the golden egg. Give some little nugget of golden egg, and then people will understand that you're holding the magic hen. That's just such a profound comparison. So being nice pays off.
Yes, ma'am. So let me open it up and see who has questions, comments based on what was shared on the sales tip. You, David, Elizabeth,
Yes.
Any questions, any comments based on what was shared?
Oh, I think, yeah, Mrs. Hugh, I think that all of the components that were said, are key and probably reflect a little bit who we are and where we're coming from. I mean, I'm probably in a pretty similar environment to David, but, you know, I think whether you're selling a product or a service, you have to justify your value somewhere, and I think you do have to, you know, show something about what you're about, but also, you know, in the way in which Elizabeth's going about it is building relationship with people, and she's giving something of herself in that respect. So there is, you know, there is some part of this which is building connection with people. It's not all just meet somebody and a quick hit, and I think that's what we all have to remember. Mm-hmm. You know, building sales is building a long-term pipeline and long-term, you know, series of relationships. You know, I know in our business at the moment, you know, we're getting calls from people that I first spoke with or communicated with 3 or 4 years ago. It's only just happening now.
Mm.
And I think, you know, and that will go on for a long time. And I think one has to realize that if you're going to be in business, you've got to be prepared to be there a long time, because things don't always happen fast. If they do, you know, you may stumble, you may have problems later on and not know what to do as well, you know. But it is about building long-term sales pipelines, which means, you know, having a lot of long-term relationships in the end. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody who breathes is necessarily a good relationship, and you have to be able to sort that out as well, I think.
Absolutely. And I told Ken this, and, well, first, Hugh, I think that the things we all have talked about play into that strategy that you mentioned and the structure. My strategy is what I explained, but the ultimate goal in the strategy is to have sales and provide my products and services to people. But I told Ken a while ago that one really important thing in relation to what you just said, Hugh, is trusting your gut, trusting your intuition about people at the very beginning. If you don't have excellent chemistry and if they're aggravating and rub you the wrong way, that's going to play out in the business relationship. So being able to weed out the people that don't click with you right away, it's really important to save yourself that aggravation.
Yep.
With the people who give you a good vibe, feel like they have integrity and do what they say they're going to do. That's so important. It just gives you peace of mind as you proceed.
Yep.
And David, you've been a little quiet. What are your comments or thoughts before we move to the next question? What is your business stimulus plan?
Well, I think that in this economy, it's hard not to, put revenue before kindness, like I think Elizabeth mentioned, meaning that sometimes the drive for the money or the drive to generate the dollar can sometimes jade that person from being a listener and more compassionate from their customer. So I think it's important that we keep things in context, realize that in any tough economy, there's always great opportunity, and work more on the relationship and the business transaction than be pushed towards the sales. And I know it's hard because I have a lot of clients doing it, that when you get a lead, you're just so eager to close the deal financially that you're not really listening to the potential customer, or you're not taking the time to get to know him or her. And I think that if you can build the relationships in these economic times, that when things do turn around, that'll have more longer-term investment than trying to, you know, quickly turn over a transaction.
And I could add a couple things to that. I spend most of my money hours, I call them, either connecting with my clients or speaking with prospects, but the accent is on prospects. So this Tuesday call that we do, the networking call, is really a labor of love. It's really for my clients and strategic partners, let them know that I care about them. I want to provide a service to connect them with potential new clients or customers or new relationships and give them something. So I make a personal call to everybody that I want to invite to this session and let them know in my way, I'm saying I care about you. I want to make a personal call to you and say, hey, join us. This could be good. And then I put this online and give the connect list to people and make sure they get the audio file. And that's my way of connecting with them to show them that I appreciate them. So, okay. My next question that I want to ask is, the president put out a business stimulus plan, and so I like to know from everybody, what is your business stimulus plan? Specifically, how does your product or service stimulate your client's business? So what is your business stimulus plan? Specifically, what does your service or product, how does it stimulate your client's business? And I can take a stab at this to start off.
Are you doing Are you taking a stab at ours, Ken?
Huh? Say again?
Are you taking a stab at it for all of us, for our businesses, or just for your own?
Oh, no, just from my vantage point.
I was just teasing.
My focus is on sales and profitability and technology. And if I can take the stab at the technology piece, most people don't realize that you can do this fairly cheaply. And I make a point, and if I have enough time, I'll go through a little presentation about social media. But if I make a comment, and the comment is that you can have an image on the internet in terms of expanding your image, and you have a choice. You can either have the internet define you, or you can define your web presence on the internet. And if you're not searchable on the internet, then you're not going to be found. And so if I challenge everybody, if you put your name, however you put it in there, if you put Kenneth Brown, I'll put Kenneth Brown. There's a whole bunch of Kenneth Browns in there. But if you put Kenneth Darrell Brown in Google, you'll definitely get some results there. If you put your company, what happens when you put your company in there? If you put your name in, it's important to get results. Hopefully that the results are who you are and not some other David Walker, Hugh Massey, or Elizabeth Atkins. So I want you to test that out. The next part is if you put your company name in, let's see what kind of results you get. It's very important to get results. If you're not getting anything, guess what happens? And then probably most important is to understand the key words and phrases that define your business. If you put those in and your results are you're not on the front page above the fold, you don't have to scroll down. If you're not there, then that means somebody else, some other competitor is getting your business. So the service that I offer on the technology side is to embrace social media, embrace the new media. Don't wait for somebody to interview you. Don't wait for somebody to do a story on you. Don't wait for somebody to invite you to their radio show. You create your own media. And you get out there and you make it happen, because I said before that you have to be good at what you do, so important to be an expert in that. You also have to learn how to be a salesperson and run your business profitably, but now the new thing is that you have to embrace technology and make it work for you. So that's my business stimulus plan and I guess my tip. So you, what are your thoughts on that?
What are we doing as far as the business stimulus plan?
Yeah, what is your business stimulus plan, and specifically?
What we've been doing, Ken, is, I think you know about this. We build a little product called Communication DNA, and the others could go on to our site www.communicationdna.com, and it's a 2-minute, 12-question profile that we've effectively are putting out there for free, although we do license it to companies if they want to analyze all the data behind. But we've been starting to get that into a lot of websites, one either directly or through strategic alliances that we've built, to build a lot greater awareness of the DNA brand and at least get people starting to connect to a little bit more self-understanding, how they communicate. Hopefully that helps our clients in the sense that they're able to do their prospecting better. So a lot of the companies are using it as a prospecting tool. And for us, it stimulates our business. So it stimulates their business from their perspective. It stimulates our business because it leads to greater awareness of the rest of the tools and systems we have.
Okay. All right, a little background noise. Is that coming from your side?
No, it's coming from somewhere else.
Okay. So if I can have people to, I guess, mute your phone, because that's about by star 6 or find the mute button on your phone, that helps. All right. So you, with this new communication DNA, anybody can take the link and put it on their website? How does that work?
Yeah, anybody can take the link and put it on their website. All you need to do is contact us in our office at inquiries@businessdnaresources.com, and we'll make it available. You can go and try out your own communication DNA on our website, the businessdnaresources.com website or communicationdna.com website. But if you want to have the technology platform that sits behind it to analyze all of the data, so that you can, you know, build marketing plans off that, start segmenting your client bases, then we do charge a small licensing fee, you know, for you to host that on your system, but in essence, otherwise it's free. So you could get all your clients to do it for free.
Okay, so you got a free profile that you get. It's like 12 questions. You can do it online.
Yeah.
No software involved. And then I noticed that you've got a white paper and you've got a free training resource.
Yeah.
So what are those things all about?
The white paper is really just providing a message as to why communication is important, whether that's for personal relationships, business relationships, marketing. You know, in other words, it's fundamental to all aspects of life because it's what fuels relationships. The other tool there is the training resource, which basically helps you understand how to use the communication DNA tool. It tells you what's behind it.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. And the website, again, is www.communicationdna.com for those who are
Great.
Listening.
Yep.
And the people are on the call. All right. And so, David, what is your business stimulus plan? And how does your product or service help your client?
Well, my stimulus plan is basically generated around populating the Atlanta market with small businesses. And the theory behind that is if our community has the right structure and more business owners are created, the likelihood that they'll grow increases. And if we have good businesses grow from this community, it helps not just my law practice, but also the Atlanta market in general. And so, as you know, Ken, I've been active in the venture capital market, and one of the things that the investors are looking for in Atlanta is stronger companies to invest in. And so, if I can help populate the Atlanta area with as many businesses as possible at a lower entry point so that people can feel at least comfortable getting into this market, the more likelihood we are to have the next Google or Yahoo or Gates. So that's my idea.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. So it's important, as I learned when I attended your event, that having the legal structure to your business is very, very important to the success of your business. So thank you, Dave.
Yes, real quick, the point. At some point, and I say this to a lot of people who attend my meeting, at some point, if you're looking to sell or go public, or somehow have a significant investor in your business, that structure is going to be extremely important. And at that time is going to be the time when it's too late to kind of fix it. So if I can get people working on it now, the better.
Okay, thank you. Elizabeth, what is your business stimulus plan? It probably has something to do with pen and paper and thoughts and ideas. I'm just guessing. Elizabeth? Elizabeth, are you there? She's on the mute button. Trying to find the mute button. Star 6, unmute the phone. Okay, well, we'll bring it back up. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm carrying on the momentum that I've been building for several years, and people realize that they need their book or they need their written product or they need the coaching service now more than ever, because during this economic atmosphere, people can use their book to really stand out and make an impact while other people are terrified and hunkering down and not, they're succumbing to the fears. So I'm enabling people to really get out there and shine, and they understand that this is an opportune time to do that. And because there are so many new options via the internet and self-publishing for people to get their book out there, people realize that this is not the time to pull back and slow down and hunker down. It's the time to really get out there and showcase their experience or expertise and stories, and I'm helping them do that. So what I'm doing now is maintaining those relationships and sharing with people the extent of how my services can make them shine in the world.
Okay. All right. So we've got Elizabeth Atkins showing her expertise as a writing coach and author. And we have David Walker, who is a business attorney in UMass, who provides an understanding of communication and your behavior. So I want to ask, does anybody have questions or comments based on what shared about their business stimulus for their clients? Elizabeth, you, David? Okay, going once, going twice. Now, Elizabeth, you have communication so important. Maybe is there an interest in putting a link for the communication DNA, or maybe even having you take the communication DNA yourself? What are your thoughts, Elizabeth?
I just came off of mute. I need to go to the website and understand it more. I'm like, as you know, Ken, I didn't go to business school, and I regret that I never took economics. So sometimes when I hear all those terms, like the business term, I'm a writer, and my brain doesn't wrap around those real fast. But I'm really good with words, so it takes me a minute to sort of.
Well, you know, Elizabeth, if I can help you, and then Hugh, obviously it's your product, so you can chime in any time. While we've been on the phone here, I've been kind of going through the test. I guess I'm on 35 or 46. And I think, Elizabeth, you'll find it quite entertaining, actually, just to see the different. I think to see the different choices that you have to make in identifying which part of your personality applies. And some of it is very clear in terms of, I'm more like this and I'm less like that. And some of it is just, quite frankly, in the middle. But I think as I go through this, it is going to probably take me about 15 to 20 minutes, I guess, depending on your level of thought processes. I think it's quite entertaining, actually. So if nothing else, you'd be interested to see when choice with three decisions on, you know, which one are you more likely and which one are you not, some of which all three of them apply, and so you have a hard time deciphering, and some of which will be very clear which one doesn't. And I imagine, Hugh, that when I'm done with this, it'll tell me whether I'm a jerk or not.
Wait till you get the report. The report's going to be entertaining for you. But the communication DNA is like 12 questions. The one you're doing is a little bit more detailed than that. You wanted to chime in on clarifying Elizabeth Atkins' anxiety over communication DNA? Go ahead.
I said for Elizabeth, what just to clarify, what David is doing at the moment is our business DNA profile. We have a whole series of profiles. He's doing the business DNA profile, which is a little more detailed, but yet nevertheless equally entertaining. And when he's got through his 46 questions and he's at question 35, he's going to get a report that's going to show him quite clearly who he is at the core, what his natural strengths are, his talents, his struggles, how he likes to be communicated with, where he can perform. The communication DNA is much shorter. It's only 12 questions. It takes about 2 minutes, and it again produces a report that shows how you like to be communicated with. So I've already got the idea that, you know, you're a fairly relationship-based person, so I'd be interested to see what yours comes out like. But this is not mathematical or business. I mean, this is as much families do this. Husband and wives do these profiles to see the differences. You know, it was interesting yesterday that one of my clients, you know, advisors said that she's got some clients, and they sit together at breakfast every morning and go through their communication DNA because it gets their relationship off to the right start for the day. So that's sort of how it's used. It's very non-technical. You do not need to be a professor to do this.
Okay.
You have to be interested in self-understanding at all. But what you might find interesting, Elizabeth, and I'm not, you know, just to give you sort of the analogy, I've written a book, and I had a ghostwriter help me write the book. Now, I profiled a whole lot of ghostwriters up front to see who would be different to me, because I'm a very rational, bottom-line type communicator. I needed someone who's going to be more empathetic in their writing. And Cindy, who helped me with that book, was able to be that. You may also find this type of thing will help you in working with the clients you're going to have, because, you know, as you write a book, you have a lot of communication with people. And you need to be able to get inside, you know, the author's head or the audience that you're writing to. So, you know, think about, that's really what we're trying to do. Whether you choose to use it or not, it's your choice, but that's sort of the idea of what we do.
Okay. And I would encourage... Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Oh, I said it sounds excellent. I'm looking.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. It sounds great.
Okay,
that's what we bring you guys together. What am I?
And David, what are your thoughts on this communication DNA? Is that something that you would want to? And it's free. I mean, it's only 12 questions. That could be a really nice thing to add as a free tool for your business owner movement. Not to force that on you or anything, but.
No, I think the communication, after I get through the business DNA, and this is an awfully tricky program here, it's pretty maniacal.
from a business engineer turned lawyer, okay.
It's maniacal because, you know, at some points it makes you actually, you know, it's the choices are so tough that you have to actually delve into your psyche to say which of these three am I least like, and they're all very good, and so to make you have to choose something that is very positive and maybe in context of life, but maybe your least likely trait is very hard to watch and do. But I can see where this is going. I think that there are some people who join the business owner movement who are very unsure of themselves. And, you know, oftentimes, for example, I had a woman in one class who really suffered from paralysis by analysis, meaning that she wanted to research everything in the business before going into it, and she openly admitted it. And I said to her, well, it sounds to me that your skill set is researching, so why don't you offer research for people? And she actually said, that's actually a good idea because I really love to research. So instead of trying to create a business model in which didn't fit her personality, she was able to say, okay, I'm going to offer researching services because that's what she liked to do as opposed to whatever business she was researching. So I think that if people can better identify what they're actually good at versus what they think they're good at, I think that goes a long way in business.
Okay, all right. So thank you very much for your input, David, Elizabeth, and you. I want to wrap up because we've got 5 minutes left. And the question is, tell me something that I don't know, or tell us something that we don't know, which is a business factor of prediction based on your industry, and then we'll wrap up. And when you answer the question, please give your name your company. If you want to put your website in, that's fine too, and we'll wrap up. So, you, Massey, tell me something I don't know, business factor or prediction.
The stock market will be at 5,000, in the 5,000 range, the Dow Jones, for June. So that's something I've been saying to people for a long time now, so I don't know whether that's anything really new.
That's based on your industry, so I guess you were an accountant one time, so I guess you can speak about that.
I think that that's sort of, you know, slightly negative comment in a way, but I think it is saying that things are going to get a little worse before they get better in that area. But I think on the taking it forward into the business DNA area, I do believe what everyone has to be, you know, watch out for is who we hire in our businesses who you have on the team. We want to get the right team on the bus, and having the wrong person on your team is very costly, and everybody's going to be watching their costs right now. So taking a good review of who's on your team is really important, because that's going to be, you know, a big area of your bottom line, and also a big area of your productivity as you move forward. And the costs, you know, of a bad hire range between 3 and 10 times the salary cost. There's a lot of research on that. 3 times for a lower level employee, up to 10 times for a person who's worth $100,000 or more salary. So think about it.
Wow. So really take the time to figure out whether this is a good strategic partner or this is a good client for you. You got to know who they are and what they bring to the table.
Yeah.
All right. Because that can have a detrimental effect on your business, or it could have a positive effect on your business. It's your choice. You've got control over that. Okay, great. David, tell me something I don't know, business factor prediction based on your industry.
Oh, wow. Predictions. Well, I predict that everything is going to be okay. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, having a roof over your head, eating, breathing, engaging with other human beings. And regardless of what the Dow says or what the job employment rate is, from day to day, people concentrate on that next thing that they have on their plate. Things will get move a lot slower and become a lot easier to manage. So I think what you're going to see with Americans in general is this new approach to managing their lifestyle, whether it's through it's the combination of a lot of things happening. You have the crumbling of the financial infrastructure combined with the technology age and how you can reinvent yourself. I think this is a tremendous opportunity. Well, all of the infrastructure and everything, the way we used to do things, is being questioned. And right now, the people who are inventive, who are imaginative, and who have an idea about how to go forward will do very well, and who turn off the TV and don't watch financial reports, because I think that now it's an opportunity to everyone to reinvent themselves and be competitive. And I'm looking forward to it. And every day is another opportunity. And if I didn't turn on the financial markets at night, I wouldn't know I didn't have a great day today. So I think that more and more we'll move towards, as a conscious community, move towards the things that matter versus the things that people tell us should matter.
All right, then, well said. Elizabeth, tell us something we don't know.
Well, I believe that the financial atmosphere in America and the world right now is a wake-up call for everyone to follow their dream, because the career paths that traditionally would promise a 30-year security package with a retirement 401k and vacation and all that stuff is no longer guaranteed. Therefore, it's up to us as individuals to do what we really, really love and believe and have faith that when we write, when we paint, when we decorate, when we become a researcher, when we do what we love, the money will follow, and we'll be happy, and we'll be secure in knowing that our future, we're doing what our future is supposed to be for us, and creating a beautiful future of feeling happy, feeling fulfilled, no matter what's going on around us. So I think right now, especially for people who may have lost their job or may be wondering what's going to happen next in their career, now is the time to decide, okay, I'm going to write my book. I'm going to write my screenplay. I'm going to do what I've always wanted to do but was too scared or felt like it wasn't the right time. Well, now is the time to get in touch with yourself, shut out all the noise of the world, and figure out what you want and start taking steps today to make that happen. So it's all about dreams. If everybody thinks the world is kind of in a financial nightmare right now, turn inward and go to your dream and make it happen.
Well said by Elizabeth Atkins. Thank you, sir, very much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everybody, for contributing. And just want to one more go around to introduce yourself. State your name, your website. If you want the other contact information, that's fine. And if you have a special offer, which you want provided, and tell them what you got out of this call. So you got it.
think what I got out of the call, Ken, was probably I enjoyed the sales tips ideas. I think that makes us all a little bit more focused on those areas, just listening to the different perspectives on that. And really, you know, even your wrap-up point to me a minute or two ago around the fact that we've got to choose our strategic partners carefully, who we work with carefully, so that we, you know, can have maximum productivity. But at the same time, you know, continually building good relationships with a lot of people. And that's been reinforced to me based on even on my hearing myself being spoken to, you know, during the, or my comments reverberated, and also what everybody else has said.
All right, Ben, I appreciate your contribution this morning. David Walker, last thoughts, website. Oh, you want you make sure that everybody has your website.
Yeah, my website is www.businessdnaresources.com.
And the communication DNA for the free report, 12 question free report, is www.communicationdna.com.
Correct.
Okay. David Walker, last thoughts, David.
Well, last thoughts is, one is obviously great to talk to Hugh and Elizabeth. This is not the first time we've talked, but I enjoyed each time. Two is I was able to complete my business DNA on the call as well, so that was a very, very successful hour, as well as listening to some of the great ideas on book writing and personality identification. And I'm looking forward to doing business with both you and Elizabeth going forward. And I actually want to get a chance to meet Elizabeth either when I come up to Detroit or when she travels down to Atlanta. But in any case, we will keep in touch by telephone. So, and as always, Ken, you know, I enjoy meeting up with you as well.
I want to make sure I get that report from you, David Walker's report.
Real quick, Hugh, David, what's the difference between the workplace operation report and the other report that it generates?
One's just more, the workplace operations report is where you should start. The other one just explains, the natural behavior report just explains more in depth about the specific talents. The other one gives you more of an overview picture.
Okay, got you.
And David Walker, your website?
My website is www.davidmwalkeresq.com, and the business owner movement is thebomb.biz, thebom.biz.
All right, then. Thank you for your contribution. I'm looking forward to your report for your personality. So I figure out how to work with David Walker, the business attorney slash engineer. Elizabeth Atkins, thank you for being on the call and your contributions today. Your last thoughts, and don't forget to share your website.
My website is elizabethatkins.com. That's ELIZABETHAT as in Tom, KINS.com. I hope that, I want to say that I appreciate both Hugh and Ken, and yes, I can add, and David's input. It's always wonderful to hear other people's perspective, and it broadens my horizons and my thinking. So thank you very much for that this morning, and I hope everybody uses the tool of writing to expand what you're doing and get your message out there. So have a wonderful, productive, and prosperous day.
All right, then. Thank you so very much, everybody. Don't forget to check out the website, www.bettersalesandprofitsnow, my-business-community.com. And I want to invite Elizabeth, David, you're going to be on the call, I believe, on Friday at 9 o'clock. But definitely check out Best Sales Tips. You can download it at Blog Talk Radio, or check out Better Sales and Profits Now and look for the podcast, blog, wiki section of that website. So thank you very much. Thank you for your contributions. Have a good Tuesday. Have a fantastic week. And Elizabeth, do we get awesome today? Do we get awesome for this thing? She comes back. Hopefully we did. All right, then. Thank you, everybody. Take care.